You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A tree planting project at a North Shore reserve that has been mowed down by the Upper Harbour Local Board last month for being in the wrong place could be replanted at a different area within the reserve. Around 8,000 native plants and young trees planted by volunteers from the Rotary Peace, Remembrance and Community Forest Trust had been mowed down in Paramoremoa's Sanders Reserve after members of the Upper Harbour Local Board said they were planted in an area that was not allowed by the reserve's management plan in 2006. The trust, which has funded more than 5 of the 8,000 trees, said yesterday it wants the local board to replant the 5,000 native plants at a different location at the reserve or refund them with the cost for the plants. The local board today said there were already plans in place for the native plants to go on a different area of the reserve. I spoke to the Rotary Trust's Rotary Tree Trust Chair Russ Ballard this morning, and I began by asking what the Sanders Reserve project is about.
Well, the Sanders Reserve is one of about 13 project sites which are being run by the Rotary Peace, Remembrance and Community Forests Trust. We have funding from the $1 billion tree fund to support native tree planting. And there's certain rules around who can access those funds, which we then work with local landholders and local volunteers and community groups to be able to support native tree planting. The bottom line is we pay for about 50% of the costs, and then the volunteers and the landowners, etc., cover the other costs. So the Sanders Reserve was one of those sites. And a proposal was put forward by conservation volunteers, supported by Auckland Council Parks, a group that has been consistent with the local plan. And as such, we provided funding for that. And they went ahead with the planting this last winter. And at that point, later on, there appears to have been some confusion as to whose plan was being followed, because if you've looked back over the communications in this, the local board believes the controlling plan for the reserve is a 2006 one, whereas Auckland Parks believe a later one around 2015 was the appropriate one, and they gave authority in the context of that plan as the planting area being consistent with that. So it was the confusion between Auckland Parks or the Auckland Council and the local board as to who had authority and what plan was in effect. And it was in that confusion that the decision was made by the local park to mow down several thousand of those planted trees.
8,000 native plants have been mowed down. Must be devastating to see all that volunteer hours go to waste.
Absolutely. I mean, we're appalled. It's just it's an insult, really, to all those people who volunteered to do community service and plant trees. So it's a benefit to the local community and internationally, of course, because that will contribute to the mitigation of climate change. So that in our view is was appalling, and we're actually asking, as a part of any settlement we have around this, that there be an apology to those volunteers. I do have to say that I have heard from the as a result of our press release from Lisa White, the chair of the Upper Harbour Local Board, very conciliatory, identifying that they do have other areas in the park where plantings can be done. And we have asked that the stems that we funded, which was 5,611 of those stems which were knocked out, be replaced by planting elsewhere in the park. And the local Upper Harbour Board appear to be willing to do this.
Are you satisfied about this outcome so far?
Well, I wish it never happened in the first place, because it's still a whole lot of wasted hours. But our ultimate objective is to get the plants into the ground, because that's what we're all about, is putting plants in the ground that benefit communities. and they will do that at their expense. But, you know, when you add up all of the equations, of course, it just does mean the people in the Auckland area, in essence, have to pay for something which they would have got free in the first instance by central funds.
Are you confident or optimistic that the replanting will begin this winter or maybe next?
I'm optimistic because we won't agree to their replanting as a settlement of what happened unless we have a written agreement signed by them and by the Auckland Council Parks unit indicating the area, the trees which will be planted and the timing of that planting. And our expectation is that that will have to be done this winter, this planting season, or otherwise we want our money back.
That was the Rotary Trees Trust, Russ Ballard. We have invited all six members of the Upper Harbour Local Board to on the show for an interview, but all have either offered no comment or did not respond. But the board's chair, Lisa White, responded us with a statement saying there are already plans in place for many thousands of plants to go into the Sanders Reserve in areas consistent with the management plan. She also said the board went on site last week with council staff to approve the areas to ensure, quote, we didn't end up in another awful situation again.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.